Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary Roy Gaines. Oh, thank you, Carolyn. Carolyn's father. So I love the kind of the Gaines family favor. So thank you very much. Go ahead.
You're quite
welcome.
Welcome
to the show. Thank you very much. How are you doing today, Carolyn?
I guess I'm extraordinary. I get to listen to my dad. The cat came back. Roy Gaines.
Isn't that awesome? I love that old school tune because I'm firing up the jams, you know, and I'm trying to figure what I got. And all of a sudden I come across that because that's a tune. That thing is played in so many different versions, you know, in the schools and stuff and in that. So anyway, it's welcome to the show. I thought it'd be a blast to kick off the family Memorial Day weekend, the Gaines family and Carolyn on the show tonight. So again, how are you doing? It's tough times. I mean, so much is happening, hey?
Well, it's like you're inside this big bubble, and when you go to the store or to the bank, and you stand there and you just observe all the different nationalities of people, and you can't believe that everyone has to wear a mask on their face. And this is the time that we're in. I had seen a clip of Buddy Guy on, I think, Facebook or Instagram, and he said that we were going to all get through this and that everyone should wear their mask. So we live in a time that a lot of people feel like this is the end of time, and it could very well be a preparation for the end of time, meaning we will get to know what it's like to almost not need any food or lights, gas, money, you know, a place to stay. We're living in a state of shock right now. And so everybody's walking around as if it's not a state of shock and they're not afraid. But a lot of people are afraid inside, and I think that the world has not come together enough people to express the fact that we are fearful inside and that we are in a bubble that we don't really know how we're going to come outside of this bubble, or the significance of us just being in the same world that we were in. I don't see us being back in the same world that we had 3 months ago, or really 5 months ago, because it's like if you need to get your driving license renewed, it's like, well, what do you do? It's like, where do you go? You can't just walk inside the motor vehicle place and get your driving license now and pay your fee. Hello?
Yeah, you're right. No, I'm listening to you and thinking along with that. You know, I've talked to a lot of guests since I started really talking about a couple months ago, since this all happened, and you know, all the different takes happening around the world. And you're right. And this is going to continue next month. Things happen for people, and things are going to continue to close up. But I don't know. It's like one of those shows that we watched when we were, you know, back in the day with three channels, The Abominous Train, you know what I mean? Not to take light of it, but it's so unknown. And, you know, God bless you in the struggles that everybody, myself, are down the future. You're right, because this thing, right, doing we're fun today and, you know, playing the music, the cat came back, and all that. But that's the reality of unbelievable. No, it's not going to be like you're saying 3 months ago, 6 months ago. I have no idea now people react. Somebody's sneezing, somebody has a cold. Don't know. And yeah, you're right, Carolyn, and all that stuff, hey?
It's like, you remember when we used to watch Twilight Zone?
Yes, exactly.
This is really like a reality of the TV show Twilight Zone. I mean, it's like you can't go back and say, oh, I'm going to sit down as a little girl while your grandmama's frying, you know, some good old fried chicken and some mashed potatoes, you know, cooking mashed potatoes, and she slap that butter in there and the butter melts. And while that's going on, she's cooking the biscuits and you watching Bonanza. You're not going to watch Bonanza now. We're not even in a time period of Bonanza. We don't really know what time period we in at this generation and in this century of our lives. When we wake up in the morning we don't know what's going to happen because, you know, the government has control of our lives, and we just don't even know where we're going to walk to and to see people at the parks and riding bikes and out with their families, and then they walk past you. They barely want to say hi, and they don't say hi. So you got to just walk past them and hold your head down so that they don't look at you or you don't look at them, because you already know where they don't want to say hi. So I don't want to feel totally indifferent. So I'll just hold my head down and walk real fast toward them, you know, while I'm walking at the park and exercising.
And how did it get to this? Discussions, we're chatting with Carolyn Gaines today.
How did it get to this?
That's what I'm – I mean, you know what I mean? It's like there's always been viruses. I mean, obviously it's much more dangerous, you know, but it's unbelievable how there have always been viruses and stuff, you know. So the discussion you have to have, people need to work. Soon everything will be like that for a lot of people. So I don't know, Carolyn, you are right. And, you know, thank you for expressing all those, you know, thoughts today. It's a lot of people who are walking and not really knowing what to say, myself included, you know. It's a day by day, moment by moment on this earth that we are.
Wow. It's like we're all on shaky ground. We cannot stand still anymore on earth.
Well, we're going to have to keep the bright side, because I can go in all those thoughts. I'll tell you what, let's play one of your jams, Sweet Home Chicago. Now that's featuring Grady Gaines Sr., you know, your uncle. And I got a time to talk to him. Now, you have been on my show. We went back to Paramount Records, and we talked about that here in Port Washington, and Ma Rainey, and all the old school blues that you're all about. Because that's really what Carolyn Gaines is. You know, Beware of My Dog, I got that coming up. I'm Your Cat Came Back. I mean, I'm Your Cat Baby. A lot of cats here. Rainey, Ma Rainey Chicago Babies, and a big Jay McNeely for everybody. So let's go right now. Sweet Home Chicago featuring Grady Gaines Sr. We'll be right back with Carolyn Gaines. Thank you.
Baby, don't you want to go home? Come on, baby, don't you want to go home? Back from the same old place, the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago. Come on, baby, don't you want to go home? Back from the land of California to my sweet home, Chicago. Come on, baby, don't you want to go home? Back from the land of California to my sweet home, Chicago. 1 and 1 is 2, and 2 and 2 is 4. I'm heavy loaded, baby, and I gotta go, and I gotta leave. And I gotta leave, baby. Sweet home Chicago, sweet
Thank you, Carolyn. And you were bringing it really back to the old school. Thank you, man.
Yeah. Thank you. That had a touch of Howlin' Wolf back in his days, Backdoor Man. So I went back into the Chicago time period of Howlin' Wolf Chess Record to get that.
And Ma Rainey. Yeah, Ma Rainey. And, you know, we had some great chats, man. That was, thank you so much. A couple years ago when I kicked this thing off and we were on here and your friends were, calling in and Sugar is coming in and hopefully they have a moment to talk again tonight. But either way, man, it is so much fun to talk about what music and the blues. And as we were talking earlier, as you were expressing today, it's like that. And the music that's coming going to come out. And right now, everybody, music and the blues is kind of a survival mode, you know?
Right.
And those the roots is what they're talking about, you know, and that's you, Carolyn, trying to express that through your music for many, many years, along with that song more off of Beware My Dog. Now, that's how I got to know you a couple of years ago, that great CD from Betsy Brown, Blind Raccoon. And that's just a cool tune, Beware My Dog. And that was a fun time for you with your friends and Big J McNeely and your whole family again came through with you.
Well, I understand that. I want to mention Beware My Dog. Joe Scott, who wrote a lot of the hits for Big Mama, Bobby Blue Band, and he played horn on so many great artists. He did the charts for them, wrote the music charts. And so his grandson loves my song, Beware My Dog. And his song name is Near My also plays the saxophone. And I just wanted to mention that that moment reminded me of Near My and Joe Scott. And Joe Scott was my dad's best friend. And Joe Scott did a lot of work at Peacock Records. And in his lifetime, he was like the Quincy Jones of the music business. And he was down in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, you've done a lot of neat things. I know your last CD you guys got together before the studio and recording was going to shut down. And getting everybody together where the thrill is gone with your family again and everybody, Big Jane McNeely, and Grady Gaines Sr. was on there too. So it's just so neat to how you guys put all this together as a family, as the blues and the history and where all that can be. And then you go stretching back as to your teaching to the blues that you also do for the people, as you were just mentioning. That song, Beware My Dog, how that touches other people.
Right. So many people Johnny Raw, he loves Beware My Dog, and he stated to me that he loves the part when I say, I want the Rolling Stones, Eric Gale, Big J McNeely, Buddy Guy, Mick Jagger, and my Uncle Grady Gaines. Beware my dog. Johnny Robinson said he loves that part. Yeah. And so many people told me when I pronounced those names of the songs, they said, girl, don't you know that's famous? That's history you made.
It really is. And I'll tell you what, let's do it right now. We'll be right back with Carolyn Gaines.
I want the Rolling Stones. Eric Gale, Big J McNeely, Eric Clapton, Buddy Guy, Mick Jagger, Grady Gaines. Beware my dog. Thank you.
love that.
Oh,
the woof, right. Woof.
Oh.
Beware of my dog. Carolyn Gaines, man. That's really cool stuff. Fun. It's a fun CD with a lot of other great tunes in there. And again, everybody check it out with Carolyn. Welcome back to the Who Magoo.
Right. Okay. Welcome back to the Who Magoo with Carolyn Gaines.
Go ahead.
I like the way Big J McNeely played sax on Beware of My Dog, and he really made Beware of My Dog very special.
Weren't you like looking to get another song in your CD, Where My Dog and Something on My Mind? He mentioned that you need to get going or put that one in. You needed one more tune, I believe, to help you out.
Oh, okay. You going to play that now?
No, I was just going to chat about that situation, how that all happens with your, you know.
Oh, well, with Big J McNeely, what happened was Leon Levy introduced me to Big J McNeely, and then I started going around Big J McNeely and singing on stage with Big J McNeely, and then I had finally told him I was going to do an album, my first album, and he said that he would help me. So he actually played sax on Beware My Dog, which was great. And then I had set up the date for him to record at Leon Haywood's studio in Los Angeles. And so I would have to go pick up Big J McNeely from his home and help him, you know, get in the car and get his saxophone in the car and everything. And then I would drive him over to Sunnyside Studio in Los Angeles, Leon Haywood Studio. And then he would go in there and he would watch and listen to me record. And if he felt he needed to critique me on I'm Your Cat Baby or any of the other tunes I was singing, he would say, well, now you go home and you listen to that and you do A, B, C, and D, and then you go back in there and record that. And he's like, now you hear me? I'm like, yes. And so that was really, really nice. And then he recorded, Big J McNeely recorded on I'm Your Cat Baby, which I love the haunting sound of the sax as well as my vocals and the music, because I'm Your Cat Baby. Like, once again, I told you earlier, I went back into Howlin' Wolf's time period, Backdoor Man, and I like that hunting sound that Howlin' Wolf's vocals had on Backdoor Man, and I love the music, the chart that was written for that, and the music was just fascinating. So I wanted I'm Your Cat Baby to be as fascinating as Howlin' Wolf, Backdoor Man was. Just like Beware My Dog, I wrote that song thinking about two very important people in terms of blues and rock and roll, and that's Elvis Presley and Big Mama Thornton. So, you know, Big Mama Thornton had her song Hound Dog, and I said, well, I want a song about a dog. And so at the time, I was working for the Desert Star Weekly newspaper, and I was had just got off the phone with interviewing B.B. King's daughter, Shirley King. And so I said, I'm going to write me a song about a dog. And so when I finished interviewing her, that's what I did. I sat there on the floor in the living room and wrote that song, Beware My Dog. And so it all started from that point right there, Beware My Dog, the Beware My Dog CD. Started writing it. I wrote about five songs, I think, that are originals, and the rest of them are cover songs. But I did cover songs that I had sang before with different bands, as well as the new CD out, The Thrill Is Gone, which is on CD Baby, iTunes, Spotify. Well, I wanted to relate to songs that I had sang in many different arenas with different pickup bands. So, and I always sing songs, you know, like Hey Joe or Red House or Sweet Home Chicago. Those songs or even Stole Me Money, those are songs that I just, you know, I love to sing and I enjoy singing those songs. I just wanted to record those songs, and I, you know, a lot of people can't relate to my sound, but I wasn't trying to sing Hey Joe or Red House or any of the cover songs or even Damn Right I Got the Blues by Buddy Guy or Bobby Blue Man, Stole Me Monday, T-Bone Walker. But the point I'm making here, I wasn't trying to cover those songs exact and sound exactly like those artists. I wanted to put my twist, my spin on top of the cover songs of Bobby Blue Man, of T-Bone Walker, of, you know, Bessie Smith, Jimi Hendrix. I wanted to cover those songs, but with my own version and my own style, my own flavor. So that's what I was projecting the moment that I was in Leon Hayward's studio. So I wasn't trying to copy those artists. Like when you hear Etta James' song, At Last, everybody immediately, whoever sings her song, they immediately wants to hit that first note exactly how she hit the first note. I don't want to copy Etta James. Like the same thing with I'd Rather Be Blind. Well, I recorded it totally different. So when people hear I'd Rather Go Blind by Carolyn Gaines, they feel like, oh, well, maybe they might feel like, oh, well, that was all right. But I'm not trying to sing like Etta James. I don't want to copy Etta James. So everybody else who's singing I'd Rather Go Blind or At Last of Etta James, well, to me, I can immediately hear, okay, you're copying Etta James. Can't someone cover these cover songs and be different? And that's what I wanted to project, and that's what I felt like I projected in the studio. Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix with my flavor that I came up with, not copying Jimi Hendrix or even Damn Right I Got the Blues. No, I'm not copying Buddy Guy. I'm not copying Bobby Blue Man. No, on Stormy Monday, I did my flavor of Stormy Monday, Bobby Blue Man, and of course T-Bone Walker, which is my dad's great friend. He's still his friend today. He loved T-Bone Walker, but I wasn't trying to copy the other artists. I just wanted to sing the music with the flavor of Carolyn Gaines.
That's neat. I was thinking about that. So a lot of that is achieved, you were saying, from the singer side. It's about the note, you know, a little note, I guess. You know, I'm just a fan of music. And I remember you shared that with me when I first got your CD a couple years ago, that, you know, it was a different sound that some DJs playing. And it's beautiful. I'm like, let's play it. It's great. Again, I just like the way people play things and music and sound. And there's so many different versions of different music. I hear all different songs from people that in a different take. And the blues is one that really does that, you know. And it's really cool, you know. And what you also are teaching, and we got to talk about that, is those ladies, you know, Ma Rainey, I say that one always comes to the top of my head, you know. And you mentioned the lady, the Thorpe. Is that the one with the fur coat on, rocking and rolling with the guitar? I don't know if you've seen. There's a video of her.
Not Betsy Smith or Ma Rainey, huh?
No, it's not Betsy Smith or Ma Rainey, but I think it's Mrs. Thorpe. I think, I don't know if it's Thorpe is her name, but she's awesome. But all that stuff back in the day, and that's what you're trying to, you know, do with your music. So that was my congratulations to what you were trying to do on all that cool stuff.
Right, like Big Mama Thornton's sound was
Big Mama Thornton,
always
yeah.
different. Is that who you were talking about?
Yeah, Big Mama Thornton, yeah.
Well, her sound was always different. It was never the same. She had a great vocal sound for delivering each song that she sang. And then she had that deep, raw sound that was extraordinary. And I can hear those sounds in me. Like Leon Levy is best friend with Tina Turner. And so he recorded some music on me, and he said, well, music that I recorded on you to Tina Turner's house when I went to see her. And he said, she just let your music kept playing over and over and over. I said, you mean she didn't say, take it off, turn it off? He said, no. And he said that Tina Turner said, I sound like Big Mama Thornton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all those great stories you tell me about that Ike Turner and all that, all those people that you know is just your life through your father, you know, and you're taking into that different realm of the music, man. It's just cool stuff for you. Any thoughts of going on what's happening today, you know, as the live streaming? And I think I've seen a couple of things you're working on, you know, what people are doing with the virus right now.
Well, I see that. Now I'm going to tell you a point that's very, very,
go ahead.
Wow. I think it's extraordinary, because it's like before the virus, all the big artists, you know, with the great big names in the business, well, when they came on before the virus, they would have all these hits, you know, 500,000 people or whatever, you know, looked at this video or their music, listened to their music on Facebook. And now when I look at it, it's that they barely, some of them, the biggest artists out there, they barely have 14 views. So, I mean, I'm wondering, well, what is all that about?
I guess there's so much out there right now. There's almost different content, or I don't know. I mean, it's a different times. And that's the other thing,
right?
That's horrible. It's taking all the shows and the clubs, and you know, we started the show. It's right. I mean, there's nothing going to be like it used to be.
Yeah.
We have 19 minutes left in our hour here.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, but just, yeah.
Well,
and I don't know what to say about that, because, you know, we try to stay in the moment, but that's kind of how it's going to end up being. What is the unknown, you know?
Well, and the other thing that I noticed about Facebook, Carlos Santana, a lot of these big artists that weren't even coming on Facebook, you didn't even see them. Now they're popping up on Facebook because they all know that this is the only way for now they're going to be seen and heard. So, yeah, we are in a drastic change, because the people that's not really big in Facebook, you know, like myself, I'm always on Facebook some kind of way, if it's nothing but post a picture. But now you get to see these major stars popping up on Facebook, and 6 months ago, they wouldn't even come on Facebook. So now they're on Facebook. I mean, it's exciting to see them, but it's just like, now they're on Facebook because of the, you know, the COVID-19 situation. And this is, they realize, well, this is the only way that they could be seen. I mean, some people are getting, for example, different, just, you know, like, say, example of the Living Blues magazine. I'm not saying that's what they did, but I saw some artists get, say, example, the Living Blues magazine or Blues Blast magazine to pay for an ad for them that they're going to be live streaming, you know, say tomorrow. Like if I could have got a sponsorship to sponsor me to be on your show today, and then they would have made up an ad that I was going to be live streaming today on the Hoobagoo radio show. So I'm starting to see that pop up a lot. So we still don't know 3 months from now if the artists are going to be able to go on the road, you know, or will tour, or even go into clubs and sing. So we could be stuck in a generation time period where everybody's going to have to go on Facebook and even Instagram and Twitter, like when you played my father's song, I'm Your Cat Baby. Well, that CD was on JSP Records, and I actually was managing my father, and I turned that record deal for him with JSP Records overseas. But I can feel when he was singing I'm Your Cat Baby, my dad, Roy Gaines, I can feel the moments when it was real music, when it was 6 months before now, when the artist was able to go in the record, you know, turn record deals and go in the record, in the recording studios and sing and tour and sign contracts to tour and to go in the clubs and sing. Because I used to book my dad at Buddy Guy's Legends. And all those moments almost felt like they're washed away. And you don't know if those moments are ever going to come back, that the artist can go into these clubs and sing in the clubs or, you know, tour around the world. So it's scary. And then, like, my brother called, and he lives in Las Vegas, and he said, it's unbelievable that the Las Vegas Strip is like ghost town. And he's saying he doesn't think it's ever going to come back because people are going to be fearful to go into Las Vegas or any of these hotels because they're going to think, well, I'm laying on a mattress where someone could have COVID-19. So that's going to be a major issue. People are not just going to run out and start going stand into the hotels, into the casinos. And we are in a time period because of COVID-19, we have to literally be by ourselves to not to wear our masks. People are not going to be congregating together. And you don't know, like you're saying, you don't know when somebody's going to sneeze. You don't know when somebody's going to cough. You don't know where these people been. You don't know who they've been around. You don't know where has come from that's going to come into your presence. At the same time, we almost don't know, is this a real virus? Is COVID-19 real?
Amen, you know, that you're talking about this. You know, you let off the show and you're right. I mean, all this from the artist's point is unbelievable what has happened. And then my end in education, when I work with them, you know, no, the classroom environment is not going to happen because then they're going to be, he's sick, she, you know. It's in the public setting, too. The scary thing is a lot of the public settings are open for different reasons. Yeah, we'll get to conjugate, but for whatever reason, drinking or whatever that may be, but then that carries on. I couldn't do that, but then I don't want to really get into that part. You know, but you're right. All that for the artist then is, no, it won't be like that, I guess.
We might have to rely
on Facebook,
Twitter, Instagram.
It's going to be a combination, I guess. I've started this thing many years ago for my thought was content. I think you and I, we talked about this thing, what I'm trying to do, open forum content. So that is what people are moving into because a live form of communication. And I have the other part of my show. This is Blog Talk. I block back into for hopefully some callers, but you know what I mean? But then now you're going to find another way to bring it out. Now they're bringing the video side. I preferably don't have that. I could, you know, have that or whatever thought of it, working on it, some stuff, but you know what I mean? It is like that now because they're going to have like a combination of artists, a live show, and then maybe selected audience. Almost like that on a screen level, you know, like they're going to file
check you. Screen level. That's amazing.
Like a screening level, like you're going to be checked physically. That is all almost like crazy, but it's almost like what they're talking about, you know, to have see. And that's, and we've always had viruses. I don't know, you know,
well, not this one.
No.
Not this one.
And So
this is the one of all viruses for in our lifetime that has made history. There was other viruses that had made history, but this virus has made history in our lifetime, not in Muddy Waters' lifetime, or it's just made history in our lifetime. And it's like even it made history in Lil Rich's lifetime, with who just passed. He got to know about this COVID-19,
right.
And it's making history in my dad's lifetime, Roy Gaines, and my uncle Grady Gaines' lifetime. They're getting it, they got to know and understand that we got COVID-19. Even it made history in Buddy Guy's lifetime. And those artists have seen a lot, and way before before we were born, they know about a lot of viruses or a lot of epidemics that came along in their lifetime. But this is the epidemic that has come along in our lifetime of 2020. COVID-19 is here.
And it's affected so many different segments, of the population. And that's the other thing too, you're right. The seniors and all that, it's very scary, your grandparents or your parents or anybody. And then it ends up being, by yourself kind of a thing. And, when they get very sick. So, it's us. It's not a history book anymore. And, I'll tell you what, we got, 10 minutes left. I got a tune. Let's talk a little. Yeah, I got a tune lined up here, but let's talk a little bit about it before. Charlie May is for your mom, I believe. That was for your mother's off of Beware My Dog. Let's talk about that before I play that.
Well, Charlie May was a song that I associated within the time period of Jimi Hendrix's Hey Joe. And I was studying Jimi Hendrix's song, Hey Joe. And I said, wow, I want a song, something, related to that style there. I liked his style on Hey Joe. So then I came up with Charlie May and Chicago. And I was basically just singing that to my mom. And like she's in love with this man, and she's saying, well, where is that man that you're in love with, Charlie May? So basically, that's to my mom.
Very cool. Let's kick it off right now.
Charlie May, Chicago.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
I got a aching pain for that polka dot blue pine. I sure better fly down to Chicago to get my man, to get my polka dot blue pine. Charlie May, well, the man you say you in love with. Charlie May, well, the man you say you in love with. Down in Chicago, I got a Charlie May and a Chicago blue man on my mine. Charlie May and a Chicago. Charlie May and a Chicago. Charlie May.
There it is. Thank you, Charlie May, Chicago. Thank you, Carolyn. Thanks for coming back on the Humagoo.
Oh, right. All right, on the Humagoo Show, Carolyn Gaines. Now, I just wanted to tell you guys shortly about Billy Strayhorn, and he was born November 11, 1959, and he actually was born in May, which is this month, May 31st, 1967, and one of his great hits was Love Has Passed Me By, and Billy Strayhorn was employed by none other than the great Duke Ellington, and he died of cancer at the age of 52. And Duke Ellington wrote a song about Billy Strayhorn because Billy Strayhorn died of cancer. So I just want to sing a quick melody of Billy Strayhorn's song "Love Has Passed Me By," and it goes like this. Love has passed me by again. Don't ask me why. I simply cannot tell you how love has passed me by again and cast me in the role of Romeo at large. I live life passively, passing flames have lasted me, but no great love has blasted me to the heart. I'll guess I have missed my cue again, but still there's no other love that's worth living. It has seen love has passed me by again and cast me in the spell of Romeo again. The sad conclusion to my tale of woe simply is love has passed me by.
Good. Wow.
What a great tribute. Thank you. And Billy Strayhorn was actually Lena Horne's best friend.
Man, that's awesome, Carolyn, because, you know, you're bringing these guys back live on 2020 technology, you know? Going through the digital, isn't that what life is? Memories, music, it always carries on, you know, 50 years from now. And you know what they're doing today, and that you honor them through. And the neat thing that so many blues ladies are so awesome, they can sing on cue Ah, Bridget Purdy, I've seen her do it. You're blessed. And so many ladies, you know, on my they've done, Lawrence Liebel played the ukulele on my birthday. Oh, oh my God.
Wow. Amazing.
And that's, thank you for, yeah. And, it's such inspiration to put that together live. And then I guess that is kind of where we're going to be at a little bit, bringing the live creation on audio, video, wherever it may be through this pandemic. You know, everything's changed, but at least a karma of music and Carolyn Gaines and bringing your fans up. Thank you very much for coming on the Humagoo today. And we're running out of time.
You're welcome.
60 seconds in my ear here. We're going to carry off with your father. Blues man for life. Go ahead.
Okay, one special note. I just want you all to know that my dad loved Lush Life, written by Billy Strayhorn. And my dad used to practice that song over and over and over. And that's a very hard song to learn, Lush Life. It's a powerful song by Billy Strayhorn. And I grew up listening to Lush Life.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you again. God bless
You're
for
welcome.
Coming on. We will talk again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you. Carolyn Gaines on the Humagoo radio show.
Thank you. Thank you. Roy Gaines.
You're welcome.
Diana Ross is guitarist. Thank you. Peace.